Tommy Morneau led all scorers of the night with 25 points. 15 of those came in the second quarter off of 5 threes. Martin Messing had 13, John Messing with 12, Andrew Sutton with 4, Ryan Hileski with 3, and Mason Krug with 2. From the free throw line, they were 8 for 15 as a team for 53%. For the Ubley Bearcats, they were led by Jeffrey Wright with 13 points, Jonathan Brandle with 11 points, followed by Trevor Jepeski with 7, Dominic Rosenthal and Cade Walsh each had 4, and then Cole Mychek and David Messing with 2 points. As a team, the Bearcats were 10 for 17 from the charity stripe for 58%. John Mooney, what do you have?
As far as shooting is concerned, Ubley kind of turned it on a little bit too late. They came out in the second half a much fired up and more improved team, and they did close the gap somewhat. In the entire second half, they shot took 30 attempts, hit 9. That's 30%, and that was a little bit up from the 26 at halftime. Final would be like 15 for 53, 28%. That's not going to win you games, but they're going in the right direction is what I see. I see that Coach Recker's getting their attention, trying to teach them how the right way to play basketball is, and for heaven's sakes, don't get in foul trouble. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, overall, 22 field goals out of 60 attempts, 36%. They just field goaled them here. In fact, how many shots did they get more than Ubley? That would be seven more shots. One of the things that the Hatchets did was they sure made you look good. The Ubley Bearcats probably could have hit at least 3 more free throws to go ahead and give me a chance on the predictions, but that's the way it goes. 0-1, I could take it.
Well, and I started looking at the records from last year. We ended up at 9-8 last year, and I squeaked out a one-point victory. Well, John, what did you see tonight? Obviously, we saw Ubley struggle a little bit, but there were glimpses of hope. It's a solid team. Just early foul trouble and hot shooting from Bad Axe was too much to overcome.
If the bigs can keep themselves on the floor, they're going to give some people some problems, because that's your last line of defense. And what I see out of Ubley's defense is that they like to pick your pocket. And they've done it quite a few times today. I don't know if we had any tallies on turnovers today.
I was not up to complete speed tonight.
But deal is that, you know, a blind man could see it, that they really just do a good job trying to pick people's pocket. And, you know, give them kudos to that. I would say that at certain times of the ball game, they didn't try as much as they could to make things difficult on Bad Axe's guards, because there was no last line of performance tonight. How many trays did he have? Was it 5?
5,
I believe it was.
And all in the second quarter, in a row.
And, you know, how are you supposed to go ahead and defend that, especially when you're in a zone? I didn't think that Gus would be coming out with any gimmick defenses or anything. I just wanted to play him straight up and everything. But I'll tell you one thing. You know, the districts are going to be in Harbor Beach this year.
Yes, indeed.
And I think you're going to see a different Ubley team progress as the season goes on. And they're going to make a better accounting of themselves in March than they did here in December. I mean, this is time for learning. So let's cut them a break. They're going to be okay. Bad Axe is just really fun to watch. If you never have had a chance to see Tommy Morneau play, this is your last chance. He's a senior, and he is such a pleasure to watch. And he's so smooth, so unselfish. And to say that he gets 25 points, you think that he's a ball hog. That's not true at all. The guy just goes ahead and takes what is given to him, but he is constantly setting up his teammates. He is definitely the straw that definitely stirs that drink.
Well, Bad Axe moves on and onto the road on January 8th is their next game at Vassar, and then they have 3 at home against Lakers, Saginaw Nouvelle, and Reese before kind of hopping around home and away beyond that. As far as the Ubley Bearcats are concerned, they're actually on the road one more time at Cass City on the 6th of January. That'll be next Wednesday. And then they are home for 3 straight. Home against Brown City, home against Vassar, home against Memphis, which takes us to the 15th of January. And then they are not home again for practically an entire month, all the way to February 10th as they take on Carsonville, Port Sanilac. And that is... looks like 6 straight road games for this Ubley team.
Ooh, set that schedule. That's murder.
Not quite sure. Not quite sure. So we'll see how that goes down. But you can't say enough for this Mad Axe squad tonight. They look solid from, I'd say, about the seven-minute mark on after they said, all right, this is how it's going to go. And they start putting the throttle down, and they never look back.
I think I'd mentioned before sometime during this broadcast is that they grew up together. And it's fun to watch them have nonverbal communication with each other. And they know exactly what they're going to do with the ball. They've just been playing for so long. They're just a pleasure to watch. And it's just little nuances that they can put together that it's difficult to pick up, in the stands. But, right here center court, we're only about 2 feet away from the sideline. This is really the catbird. See, this is a lot of fun to watch this.
Well, let's see. What is our we are on the air next on, I think a week from tonight, in fact.
Let's see. We
let's check it out. January 5th, this coming Tuesday, North Huron at Lakers.
That is right. That ought to be a Jim Dandy kind of a game. We have some teams that are looking for a little redemption. The Lakers did have get out of the gates really quick, won their first three ball games. They dropped the decision to Sandusky. No harm in that. My golly, Sandusky is one of the best teams in the area. And North Huron, same thing. They have already played the Lakers once. This is kind of like the rematch. And we'll see if there's any payback for the North Huron Warriors.
And, of course, be sure to listen into the baseline, which starts after next week. So that would be January 10th, the night before Michigan State plays in the national championship, hopefully, if all goes accordingly. And that will be January 10th for our season premiere of the baseline season 2. This year. John Mooney, thanks for kicking off season 5 together.
I am so happy to be back, Clark. This is you said a 5-year partnership?
Yes, so far.
Oh, goodness, let's keep it going.
We'll try as long as the listeners don't mind it, we'll keep doing it. Tonight's main broadcast is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Peruski Insurance Agency of Bad Axe, Ubley Motor Service, D&M Cabinet, McVeigh Insurance Agency, Kohler Propane, Graf Chevrolet, and DS Services of Cass City. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network. The Talk of the Thumb. Make the switch today and become the Talk of the Thumb. Time Morneau leads the way with 25 points off of 5 threes and some else and a whole bag of chips on top of that as the Bad Axe Hatchets take out the Ubley Bearcats 59-43. Up, Bad Axe advances to 5-0 on the season. Ubley 1-3 as Bad Axe is on the road at Vassar. We'll see you then.